Next item is subdivision 2006-17, Sawmill Associates Incorporated, Herringwood Village, as a preliminary.
This application was deferred at the last meeting on July 13th. Denrex issued a septic feasibility statement indicating that the site is suitable for on-site septic.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2006-17 for Sawmill Associates, Inc., based upon the record and for the following reasons. The subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code because it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision codes, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The density is less than the maximum density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. There are also other lots in the areas that are similar or smaller than what has been proposed. The proposed subdivision will not adversely affect schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Denrec has indicated the site is suitable for individual on-site septic system. A homeowners association will be created to maintain streets, open space, stormwater management areas, and street lighting. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 41 lots in the subdivision. The applicant shall prepare and record restricted covenants governing the development and cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffer, stormwater management facilities, erosion, and settlement control facilities and other common areas. A stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, including specifically the direction of the county engineering department. An access easement shall be shown on the final site plan providing access to the stormwater management area. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirement. Also, an area for a school bus stop shall be established at each subdivision entrance with parking for four vehicles. Restricted covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice. A system of street lighting shall be established, and the location of the lights shall be shown on the final site plans. Street lighting shall be located at the entrances to the development. Because one of the proposed cul-de-sacs exceeds 1,000 feet in length, traffic circles shall be installed no more than 1,000 feet apart on the roadways. There shall be an easement created between the two subdivision roads to allow pedestrian connection between the two sections. Street naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. There shall be no wetlands in any lot lines. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning. And finally, Parcel A on the preliminary site plan shall not have any access to the development and shall not be considered part of the development or homeowners association. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-17, Sawmill Associates Incorporated, Herringwood Village, as a preliminary for the reasons stated and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.